$150,000 for binational air quality measurement system. Texas border business. Congressman Henry Cuellar announced $150,000 in federal funding for the design and implementation of a binational air quality measurement system at the Laredo-Nuevo Laredo cross-border region. The funds, provided by North American Development Bank, NAD Bank, will be used by Texas A&M International University, TAMIO, and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute to monitor air quality along heavy truck routes, including the World Trade Bridge and the Columbia Solidarity Bridge. The funds will be used to install 3 air quality monitoring stations to track various pollutants that impact air quality and public health, including ozone, PM2.5, particulate matter, and nitrogen dioxide. 1 station will be installed in Nuevo Laredo, and 2 will be installed in Laredo at the intersections of I-69 West and Los Cabos Drive, and Mines Road and I-69 West. The stations will also gather environmental data, such as temperature, relative humidity, and dew point. Laredo has recently seen a massive increase in trade, becoming the nation's number one inland port of entry earlier this year. As more trucks come across the Rio Grande, it's important that we monitor their impact on our air quality. The air we breathe knows no borders, and it's our responsibility to work collaboratively with our southern neighbors to ensure that the air we share is clean and safe for generations to come. Kong. Cuellar would like to thank NAD Bank, TAMIU, and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute for working with him to create a cleaner, healthier future for our binational community.